Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing to you. It's a great honor and privilege to come into your vehicle or home or wherever you're hearing this at. God bless you today, and I pray that you will hear the word and know that God is faithful to heal, deliver, and set free and save your soul. God is faithful. Lord, I pray today that you touch every one of the listeners under the sound of my voice. If there be one that's not born again, I pray that they call on the name of Jesus, that they'll know that there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus, that when they call on you and repent of their sins, that they will be changed, their sins will be forgiven, and you will wash them in your precious blood, and that sin and transgression, they will be delivered from it, and they will be set free from it, never to be bought up against them ever again. Help them to realize the great, great, great joy of salvation. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to read out of the book of Nehemiah, and I want to read out of chapter 6, verse 3. And I sent messengers unto them, this is Nehemiah speaking, saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. I like that. Now, I want to talk to you today about facing opposition. Anybody in our lives, as we live our life, we're going to face opposition. There's two ways that we're going to face opposition. We're either going to give in to it or we're going to rise up above it. Now, Nehemiah had been called to do a work to rebuild the walls around Jerusalem. And as they were rebuilding the city, the walls had to be put back up for protection. And, the enemy of God didn't want these walls to be put back up. And when Nehemiah went in, he had to organize the people. He had to clean the rubbish up. He had to set in order things, and he began to work. And when the enemy saw that the walls were coming up, they began to try to get Nehemiah to stop this work. They talked about him. They set plots against him. They tried everything to discourage him, but he wouldn't quit. He kept on, even though he had to deal with great oppositions from within his people and from without. He stayed on the wall and he kept building. So finally the enemy came and said, listen, we just want to become friends with you and we want to talk to you. Come on down and let us talk. He said, no. I love what he said here. He said, I'm doing a good work and I'm not coming down. In other words, I don't have nothing to say to you, enemy. If somebody today in your life is trying to tear down your life, trying to tear down what you're building up for God, and trying to discourage you to quit the things of God, please don't come down off of your calling and your work and discuss it with them. Listen, there is nothing to discuss. If God has called you to do a work, stay on the wall and get the work done. All of us are going to have oppositions when we try to do right. The other day I went into a place and this woman, I said something. She said, well, I thought you was a Christian. And I thought to myself, here you are condemning me and you don't even know Jesus from Moses and you're trying to put something up against me. You don't even know what you're talking about. I'm not going to bow down to your accusations and your little slurs or whatever. And you know, that's a trouble with churches today. We want everybody to be happy with us. And of course, you don't want to make people mad. You don't want to deliberately set out. But let me tell you, if it means compromising what God has called you to do, and see, by Nehemiah staying on the wall and finishing the work that God had called him to do, it was not only going to bless him, but a whole nation, because they had to have the walls rebuilt. And the Bible says that he told them to stay on the wall. He set them in order. He put watchmen. He put a sword in one hand and a hammer in the other. And he said, we're going to stay up here until this work is done. And a work that the enemy said that even if a fox would come up against it, the wall would fall down. They made all kind of slurs against him. But let me tell you, in 52 days, they had the wall up and completed. Why didn't the enemy want the wall up? Because it was going to keep them out. See, you've got to be wise to know, why does the enemy want you to quit? So he can come in and destroy not only you, but the rest of your household and everybody related. You stay on the wall. If you're doing a good work, stay up there and complete it. God will strengthen your heart and God will strengthen your hand. When your heart gets strengthened, your hands can do the work. Let me tell you, God will give you what you need to finish it. Stay on the wall and keep on keeping on for Jesus. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next week, and God bless you.